Alaska Foley, Whiskey Red Mobile.
WWZ KO4NUE.
Good afternoon, Chad. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, bud. I need to talk with you a minute. You got your phone near you?
Give me a call. KO4WWZ, I'll be on the side.
Clear.
Alaska Four, Whiskey Head Mobile. KO4NUV, KO4WWZ.
KO4WWZ, KO4NUV, go ahead, sir.
Sent those QSOs to my landlines and email ship.
They are currently being sent. Stand by.
KO4NUV, KO4WWZ, email message received.
Roger that. Okay. Stand by for the text. KO4NUV, clear.
Status check.
For WWZ, KO4NUE, it's stand by, it's coming. For WWZ, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, message has been received. Message reads test. Stay the same, please, on 14661.
All right, good deal. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to step out for a minute and take my wife to eat some lunch. So I'll be back in touch with you for a little bit. I'll be away from the radio for a little while. So KO4NUE clear. I'll talk with you later.
This is Kino Oscar from the Whiskey Head. I'll be no more in knowledge for the next 3 minutes. Send it through this chat. Talk to you in a little bit. KO4WWZ. And her KO4WWZ, no one.
JC.
For DJC, this is
KO4WWZ. Hey. Are you driving today or are you? Or not?
I'm not driving. I am working at the bus office.
I heard some chatter in the background. I figured you must be on the bus. Sure is a nice day today compared to yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. Today I got out in the bus parking lot and stepped into a huge 1-inch deep tunnel and I got my shoes and socks soaked. Had to run home and get a pair of sandals in order to get through the rest of the day.
It was all the time. They don't seem to do any road improvement. All the one of my friends is he's not anymore. He's Lieutenant Gary. He told me when he passed that gas tax thing that it's not going to help them fill the potholes now. It's going to be for new construction, so you can forget about the pothole improvement. I said, yep. Yeah, I figured that to begin with. What route do you run anyway?
Yep. Can I get your name, sir? I forgot your name. I apologize. My name is Chandler.
Sure thing, Chandler. I thought yours was Chandler. I know I've talked to you a time or two before. Name is Jerry. J-E-R-R-Y. Yeah, I'm in Anderson.
Okay, Jerry, it's good to talk to you. And your call is N4HTC, right?
No. N4 Delta Juliet Charlie, DJC.
Delta Juliet Charlie. Gotcha. Let me write that down real quick. Jerry, I'm back. Thanks for letting me know that.
Transit buses here on DMR and it's not encrypted, so I hear all kinds of stuff going on there. It's kind of comical sometimes with all the people that they have to carry all the time with the bikes on the front and all that other stuff. It's mundane. Most of the time, every once in a while, I hear some funny stuff. People laying down on the floor, won't get up, that sort of thing. It's kind of comical.
Transit buses and city buses?
Tomorrow, here, yeah, I get them on my scanner. And everything else is on the Palmetto 800. And the buses in Clemson are on the NXDN. I get that, too. I hear them sometimes when they're pretty. They're active now, but, you know, when everything shut down, they weren't very active. On NXDN, I usually hear mostly buses, Clemson buses, and a lot of dump trucks and that sort of stuff. The railroads are supposed to go into that, that mode, but I hadn't heard much on that yet. These are...
I think you find out what frequencies
I need
to program, because I'd love to listen to all that. I
definitely want to
listen to the airplanes, too.
Stuff is pretty simple. It's just used. It just depends on what you have. The airplane's all analog, AM. Yeah, and it's usually from about 115 up to about 135, somewhere near. And then they got another... They go up around 300 to 350, but most of the air traffic here is on those lower frequencies. And you can get on radioreference.com and check out the frequencies, you know, for GSP and for the city airport and all the other stuff, and then the I see a lot of Atlanta traffic because we're right on it. I'm right on 85. We're right on the path to Atlanta, and also I can hear stuff down to Augusta and Savannah. And when they get up 35,000 feet, it's pretty easy to hear them.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely look into that so I can listen to easily transit system, Clemson, Anderson, the air traffic. I already got the police firing EMS, so that'd be pretty nice to hear all that, including the dump trucks and the trains. The former WWZ and former DJs.
Most all the fire and all the public safety stuff is gone digital now. It's all P25. They're all on Palmetto 800. Some of them run DMR. DMR is like Moto Turbo. But most of it this year is not encrypted. They've got a few SWAT channels and stuff like that for Granville County and Anderson County that are encrypted. But most everything else is out in the open. But it's all digital, trunk digital. The railroad stuff is, if you're in the Greenville area, railroad stuff is pretty active. If you get near that Greenville yard, there's just a handful of frequencies. They're mostly in the 160 to 161 range. That's all FM narrow. And, of course, all the train stuff is FM narrow. And you can hear a lot of activity near that if you're not too far from that yard or Spartanburg, but some of those trains run 100 watts, and if they got a tower, you'll hear them going through. Some of them go through like repeater type systems. And the local train here that goes from Pickens, it goes through here in Anderson a couple times a day usually. And it's 161, 280, and it comes out of Belton and goes back and forth down here to Michelin and hooks up with Norfolk Southern at that connector down there near Highway 28. And Norfolk Southern is pretty active in the area, too. You can hear them CSX. So you got Pickens, and you got the one in Simpsonville. I can't remember the name of that one. It used to be Carolina Piedmont Railroad. There's something else now. And there's another Greenville Railroad that is not very active. You got to be kind of close to hear it. But it's a good bit of activity on trains, but it hadn't been, it's picking back up now. It's kind of slow during the pandemic thing.
Yeah, everything kind of slowed down during that. Yeah, what was the best option for a budget price scanner that could scan all of the stuff that me and you had just talked about?
is it a budget price scanner that does digital? The best thing I suggest is find a used one if you can find one. You know, Unity makes a good one. Of course, they're about the only people in the market now. Radio Shack used to make a good one too, but you gotta get a fairly recent one that'll trunk track. Otherwise, you can't hear it. You know, you won't hear it both sides of the conversations. But if you can find something like a 996 Unity or something like that, if you want a base, and handhelds, there's just not much out there. They're all up in the $400 to $500 range or more, unless you can find something a little bit older. But you have to be cautious and make sure that it will, you know, trunk track the P25 digital. That's where most everything is. Now, the analogs are, you know, you can get one of those pretty inexpensively. That an analog like a BC125 Uniden, or that'd be a handheld, or I think it's an X15T. Unit in which is a base, that's a real good one. That'll get all your analog, that'll get your air and all your VHF, UHF stuff, your air, your rail, and what little left on analog for other stuff. It's just like I said, almost all the public safety now and fire is on digital, and that gets up in the $350, $400, $500, even $700 range.
Don't make anything cheap anymore, that's for sure.
For years before they went to digital, you could just use even the old crystal scanners would work if you had the right frequencies, because they didn't generally encrypt anything. It wasn't trunked. The trunk situation, that's what's complicated, because they use towers, use multiple signals, multiple talk groups. There may be Granville County's probably got 50 or 60 talk groups, and if you don't have a digital scanner, the trunk track, you pretty much out of luck on here. You don't hear anything. It's very, very few fire, and no. I tell you, for a while, I want to say it's either Pickens or Oconee County. For a while, we're still using UHF analog, but I don't know whether they're still doing that or not. But that's, you could look it up on radio reference and look by county and see what. See if any of those frequencies are active or not. But I can't receive them from my picking much of pickings from my QTH. So I don't have it programmed in my radio now.
I listen to Pickens County Police, and I listen to Easily TV most of the time. Sometimes I turn the dial thing to the EMS and the fire channels, but they don't really have as much activity as the police do. The police usually have a lot of activity every day, especially Easley City.
EMS is, run privately now too, and they use all the EMS here. I mean, there is one frequency here where you can hear the fire in EMS on, and it's 162-something on analog. But you can't tell who it is, because it just identifies. It's just one. It's one like main frequency they use. You hear the, and what it is, I think it just comes off their digital site. And I want to say it's 162, 375, or 362, or something like that. It's in the 150 range, and it's pretty active. But you can't tell who's who, because it don't ID them. It all comes through at one frequency. It's kind of like a it's kind of like they just broadcast on one frequency, because they must be off one tower. But that one stays pretty active. But like I said, you can't tell who's who. It doesn't necessarily always ID which one's which. But when you use digital, it does. You can ID the talk group, and you know exactly who it is, whether it's private or public or whatever else. But the EMS stays real active here. But you don't hear quite as much as you used to since they did that thing about you can't broadcast names and that sort of thing over because of the HIPAA medical stuff they started a number of years ago.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, even though they can't broadcast names, it's still nice to be able to hear them. You know, when it's get your heads up to, one-way traffic. I don't want to check an ankle. Back here when you get done. Okay, it helps you to avoid having to get into a traffic jam, doing like an accident or something like that.
Still here, some of the bigger cities all going because they get these grants from the government, and they buy millions of dollars worth of radios. Hard Candy over here in Georgia, they were analog for a year. You could hear, and I could still hear them on like a Bearcat Electra 3 crystal radio for years, and they were analog until about 3 years ago. Now they're Moto Turbo, which is DMR, and it's all encrypted, but they rebroadcast the non-sensitive stuff on their analog channels. So it doesn't like everybody else, but they bought 400 radios for the county, and most of them went to the school. I guess everybody from the janitor on up has got a $1,000 radio. It's a couple million dollars, I think.
Yeah, I was wondering. First, let me tell you, I brought a couple more radios to my friend of mine. What I'm talking to you on right now is a Motorola Maxtrack, and I'm a huge fan of Motorola. You can't really go wrong with Motorola, especially if you can get it programmed right. These make really good radios. Anything Motorola is a good radio. But I was just wondering if, since we hams are allowed to use DMR, can we encrypt our own DMR, or is that just for businesses?
It's legal for us to encrypt it. That's just businesses. On ham frequencies now, the DMR. If you own the business band, you can encrypt it as long as you got the... As you got a business license to do that, you can encrypt that, but all the ham band frequencies can't be encrypted. Those Motorola radios, if you can get them reprogrammed, you can buy them pretty cheap, some of them, but those XT Motorolas, I can't XT 5000, some of those things are $3,000 or $4,000 a piece. And I know a couple of guys that run them because they can run them on their business and run them on ham bands too. And they make great radios. They're durable. They just, you just gotta have somebody that's got the software to program them with.
KO4WWC @N4DJC. I'd love to learn how to program these things. A lot of people tell me Motorola gives you a real hard time getting their software. You gotta go through a lot of paperwork and all that. I was told you could pay $120 and you have all the software to program your radios for 3 years. And you only pay one time. So that's like a pretty good deal to me.
If it's legitimate Motorola software, they don't like giving some of that stuff out because a lot of these radios, especially these people where they sell some of these other radios, you don't know whether, especially if it's a digital Motorola radio like or a P25, you don't know whether it's been stolen or not. But as soon as that thing affiliates with a system, they know exactly who it is, and they can tell whether or not you, because some of that stuff's still encrypted. And the people that manage those P25 systems for the law enforcement, they know exactly when somebody starts up another radio because all the radios have an ID on them. But generally speaking, though, if you're going to use DMR or something like that, I think there's certain radios you can use. They won't, in other words, they won't sell you the software. Motorola themselves will not sell, an individual software that will encrypt. So they're not supposed to. You might be able to get it, but they're not supposed to. But it is difficult to program. It's hard to program even if you got the software. But getting the software and getting somebody that knows how to do it is a whole other ball game. But anyway, Well, listen, I got a run, Jim. I'll enjoy talking with you, and I hope to catch you again on maybe I'll get back late on this evening or something. I got to head out to Greenville here in a little bit, pick my grandkids up. They spend the night with us here tonight. But take care, and hope you have a good afternoon. At least the sun's shining. Don't step in another mud puddle today. I'll say 73 to you. N4DJC, clear after you.
4WWZ N4DJC 73, sir. Thank you for the GSO, and I really enjoyed talking with you as well. Hope to hear you again later this evening. This is KO4WWZ. I'll get clear from this GSO, but I'll still be on the frequency if anyone wants to talk. Have a good day, dear.